Thank you. Thanks for joining us this afternoon, and welcome to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's webcast on climate change adaptation for state and local governments. This is the third installment of our special mini-series that the State and Local Climate and Energy Program has been putting on. This has been jointly hosted by our State Technical Forum and our Local Climate and Energy webcast series. Today's topic will be covering federal resources and support for climate change adaptation. The previous two calls covered climate impacts and risk communication, and then climate adaptation planning and implementation strategies. The agenda for today's call will include some logistics on how to use the web software, how you can ask questions during the webcast. We'll provide a brief overview of what the State and Local Climate and Energy Program has to offer in terms of resources related to adaptation and other climate interests you may have. Also, we'll introduce my colleague, Neelam Patel, will introduce the Heat Island Reduction Program, which will be useful to you in providing resources on the impacts, the heat health impacts of climate change as you're developing your adaptation programs. Our featured speakers today will include Allison Castellan from the White House Council on Environmental Quality, who will speak a little bit about the Interagency Task Force and their recommendations for developing a national adaptation strategy. Steve Seidel from the Pew Center on Global Climate Change will provide an overview of what different federal agencies are doing related to adaptation and the resources they have to support your state and local efforts as you develop adaptation plans and implement them. And then we'll move into our case study today, and I'll provide a brief background introduction since our EPA Climate Ready Estuaries program was pretty involved in the development of these workshops that Jen Padgick from the Connecticut Department of Environmental Protection will be speaking about. There was a joint effort between the Climate Ready Estuaries Program and ICLEI Local Governments for Sustainability to help Groton, Connecticut put on a series of workshops to kick off their adaptation efforts. And it's a really great case study that we're looking forward to sharing and a model of how to facilitate federal, state, and local collaboration on adaptation. And after all of our speaker presentations, we'll move into a question and answer session, answer some of your questions. So just a little bit more information about today's webcast. All of the participant lines have been muted just to minimize background noise and keep things going smoothly. However, you will have the opportunity to submit your questions in writing, and I'll give you a little bit more information in just a minute on how to do that. The PDF files of all of the slides, as well as MP3s of the recording of today, will be available on our website within a few weeks at the web address listed here, and you're also able to access the files from the first and second parts of the adaptation webcast series. And we encourage you to download the files and revisit them. Often they have a lot of links to different reports and resources that you may want to access for more information, contact information from all the speakers in case you have additional questions, and also you need to share them with your colleagues and others who may be interested. If by any chance you run into some technical issues with GoToMeeting software, please feel free to contact Lauren Peterson, who provides our technical support. Her email address is listed here, and she should be able to help you out with any technical issues you may have. So during the webcast today, you have the opportunity to ask questions of our speakers. You can see here, and this is an image of what your control panel should look like. There's a section labeled questions. You can type in any questions that you have throughout the webcast. We ask that you please identify which speaker you're addressing the question to so that we can address it to that person appropriately. And we'll collect all of these questions and at the end read some of them off and get responses from our speakers. And if by chance we don't have the opportunity to cover your question during the call today, we will record all of them and get answers in writing, which we can post in PDF form to our website later on. And also, once we end the session today and you close out your GoToMeeting software, you'll see that there's an optional survey where we would like to get some feedback from you on what you think of our webcasts, what kind of resources you need for adaptation efforts in your communities, and what EPA can do to further assist you. So we really encourage you to provide us some of your thoughts and your interest here. It's a great opportunity to really give us some insight into what your needs are, and we look forward to seeing your responses. So just quickly, a little background information on our program here, the State and Local Climate and Energy Program. We offer a variety of resources to help states and locals promote clean energy, to help reduce their greenhouse gas emissions and criteria air pollutants. And our comprehensive website here provides all sorts of informational resources, analytical tools, and access to peer exchange opportunities. So I really encourage you to take a look at it through the link here and access some of these resources. We're also growing a component of our program that will focus on tribes, so that some new material will be coming up over the the next year or so. So please take a look. And just more specifically, our resources that are focused on climate impacts and adaptation can be found at on the state and local pages listed here. And this is also just a recap of our webcast series, which has been the major resource that we've launched for adaptation. We got a lot of interest in this series and a lot of requests for specific information on adaptation related to tribes. So we are planning on doing some additional webcasts that will focus on tribal interests, and we'll announce the dates for those webcasts sometime in late spring or summer of this year. And just briefly, we have a number of other resources at EPA that may be of interest to you, some programs and documents that can help you with your adaptation programs. You'll certainly be hearing about a lot of other resources from federal agencies and other organizations from our speakers today, so I won't take up time to go through all of these, but please know that you can access all of these through the files after the webcast today, and also just some more from some other agencies and other non-governmental entities. We're going to take some time now to turn it over to Neil to talk about the Heat Island Reduction Program, which will certainly be of interest to folks with their adaptation work.